Yeah, I started boxing at the age of 12 in a place called Davenport, Iowa. And everybody looked at me like I was crazy when I asked, when they said, "Well, what do you want to do?" I said, "I want to be the world middleweight champion." Then they, well, I was never had a world champion before. So my mother heard the reporter asking me these questions when he asked me, like, "Well, you know, what do you want to do when you go to California?" I said, "I want to work myself in contention and become the middleweight champion of the world." Well, there's never been a middleweight or world champion from the state of Iowa. So my mother, she heard us talking. She said, "Well, son, become the first." So that's what I wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? She inspired me and motivated me. And God blessed me to be able to do it. So, hey, here I am.
The name Michael, second to none. Where did that come from?
Believe it or not, my manager, let him rest in heaven. His name is Dan Goosen. He'd asked me, he said, "We're going to find a nice moniker for you." You know what I'm saying? So he said, "You think about it." So I go back the next day, I go to his office. He said, "What name did you come up with?" And I said, about Two Gun None. You got to remember, at the time, it was like in the mid 80s here in Los Angeles, California. And they were thinking more business. They didn't want me having a name with two guns because a lot of gang violence transpiring in the city of Los Angeles and throughout the country. So they're like, "Well, hey, let's go with Second to None." And I kind of like, I said, "You know what? Why not? So let's go with Second to None." So we roll with it.
You obviously were a talented fighter, but talk a little bit about your own story then of what happened.
Well, I started going off the rails. You know, I mean, I was, you know, middleweight champion of the world. I was trying to fight Sugar Ray, Tommy Hearns, and Roberto Duran. And, you know, I was in contention, but they never fought me. They kept ducking over me. So I got tired of boxing. And unfortunately, I got, you know, involved with some family and friends and, you know, started dealing drugs. You know, I said, "Well, don't nobody want to fight me. I'm already a millionaire. I'm this and that. There's no need to fight." So, you know, I started, dealing drugs. And it was a good thing when it lasted, but just like anything else, you know, good things last, they last for a while. But, you know, when the federal government catches up with you, they gotta put you in jail. And unfortunately, I got caught up in a thing and was got indicted and put in jail for like 16 years on the 24-year sentence. And I went to jail, done my time like a man, came home like a man, and I stand tall like a man. So, you know, I knew one thing that, you know, when you got, you know, jammed up or caught up, that you got to deal with the circumstance, and I had to deal with it. So I went to jail for 16 years, 6 months, and out of them out, cleared 5 years of paper, back, you know, making things happen the way it's supposed to be happening. Then, you know, I had to do a U-turn on that type of lifestyle. And, you know, I try to tell the kids it might be cool when you get away, but when you get caught, you got to face the pipe. But then when you run off that cliff, you know, you got to do your time, you know. And, you know, guys, you know, everybody's not like me. Some guys are going to inform or some guys are going to do whatever. But I felt like, hey, when I was getting the money doing what I was doing, I wasn't telling, so why would I tell now? I went to jail like a man, came home like a man, and people respect that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't glorify, you know, participating in that. But if something I done and, you know, I paid, you know, the cost to be the boss, and now that it's over with, and I look forward and want to, you know, share my experience with the kids and let them know they ain't life. And I mean, some's going to do it, some's not. But I mean, it's your choice. I tell them, you got 3 yards, the prison yard, the graveyard, and your yard. So you got to figure out what yard you want to be in. You know what I'm saying? So it's simple. I mean, once you think about it, but when you're making fast money, easy money, it sounds like it's good. But when you hit that cliff, that's when you got to deal with the things. That's when reality sets in. So you learn from your mistakes, and I learned from mine. And I mean, hey, it was something I done and something I had to go through to grow through. And, you know, God got me through it, and I'm blessed, and I'm moving forward. And, you know, I always had an attitude of being a winner. So I know how to win, just got to, you know, put the right pieces into play. You know what I'm saying? Got to put pieces to the puzzle together and just do what you do. And I like living my life more so like this and living life like that, because when you're participating in drug activity out in the streets, you know, you got more than the police you got to worry about. You got to worry about the jackals. You got a lot of other stuff. You got to worry about things that you don't think about. Making the money is great, but, you know, you got to remember when they catch you and they indict you and they bring you to federal court and they want to send you to jail for a long time, you got to make your mind up to do the right thing, or just you want to stay in, this is what you get. You got to make your decision. And I made my decision. I just left the Virgin Island about 3 weeks ago. I went over there and spoke to those kids, and these kids are carrying guns to school. And got to remember, the island is number 32 miles long. So, and I'm telling them, like, hey, you guys got to wisen up, man, because if you do a shooting over here on this corner, by the time you get to the next block, the police got you. It's 32 miles. It's not a lot of distance. And you guys just got to make your decisions about, you know, wanting to do the right thing. Go to school, get education, get a job. Because if not, you know, they're going to put you, they're going to be going to jail. And I mean, everybody's not going to be perfect. And I'm not perfect. We're going to make mistakes. But you try to make less mistakes, because mistake is all right. when you're learning from the mistake. You can't keep on making a mistake and keep, you know, going toward the cliff and don't think you're gonna fall off. And I try to educate the kids in an intelligent way, and you know, just try to, you know, tell them you can be who you want to be, as long as you're willing to work hard. You got a good supportive of family, friends, and people, you know, support you. Just, you know, think about it. It might take a little longer, but it'll be worth it at the end of the day.
Well, and you've got what a great message, Michael, and the fact you're going to be in Fredericksburg April 11th for the FailSafe's second chance banquet, and that's really what your story is about: second chances, and you know taking advantage of the and being able to turn it around.
And you know, that's really important, Ted. And I mean, you know, because I had a long time to sit in prison. They gave me 24 years. They gave me 24 years and 4 months, and I ended up doing 16 years, 6 months of the sentence. And then they gave me the 2-point reduction, so they kicked me out of jail because I had clear conduct. When I got to jail, I was doing educational stuff, you know, going to school, getting a GED, all that stuff, you know what I'm saying, and just working and just being productive and positive. And you got to remember, everything is monitored because it's the United States government. Even though they have you in the United States, well, they have you in federal custody, they keep records of you, of your actions and how you conduct yourself in jail. A lot of guys go to jail and they do the same thing they were doing in the street. So they end up probably staying in jail longer than normal. But you got to learn from your mistakes. And I learned from my mistakes because, you know, I've been all over the world. I was middleweight champion of the world. I'm going everywhere. Everybody knows me. I'm doing everything. And I'm like, well, this ain't what I'm supposed to be doing. This is not my line. I got to switch lanes and get back on the right track because, you know, I mean, hey, I made a mistake and I accepted it. I mean, whatever I done because I done. Didn't nobody make me do it. It's my choice. It was a bad choice. And I understand it's a bad choice. And I don't make no excuses because when I wanted to become middleweight champion of the world, I could make no excuses about me not training and trying to become world champion. I had to bust my butt. You had to do what was right. And just like anything else, the same attitude I had then, I got to, you know, transform that same attitude. And when I do that, I mean, great things happen. I mean, positive things happen. I mean, you know, I was just inducted to the International Boxing Hall of Fame. That's the biggest Hall of Fame in the world. And from that, you know, I've been getting a lot of publicity because of who I am and the stories and stuff that I've been through. And I'll be able to share this stuff with the kids. And, you know, I mean, I love it. You know what I'm saying? It makes my day to put a smile on a kid's face, to be able to, like, try to help them transform their lives. Not easy to tell a kid not to go make no money, especially when they think it's easy. It's not easy. And then they done made it even harder today, you know what I'm saying? Because you got so much stuff going on with the technology and with the people being informants and stuff of that nature. So to me, it's better for me not to do it than do it, because you got to remember, I'm Michael, second to none. The federal government knows who I am. They've dealt with me for 20-some years, and I don't want to be out there like that. I don't want the FBI chasing me, kicking my doors in. I don't want to be in a shootout with them. And I just had to figure it out that, hey, man, I went to jail for 16 years, 6 months. God bless me to come home 5 years before. And I figured that, you know, 5 years, that'll give me enough time to rectify and put myself back in position to continuously grow and to develop and become the best man I can be and the lead teaching guide to kids in the right direction. If I can do that, I'm winning, you know what I'm saying? Because I already got a big name. I want to utilize my name by doing the right thing. I don't want to be Michael Nunn, the Hall of Fame fighter, the drug kingpin, and this and that. That don't mean nothing to me, because I want to educate the kids and I don't want to do it in a negative fashion. So my joy is, you know, put them on the right track and keep on the right track, Ted.